Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling to you from Austin, Texas. Just want to get into this real quick tonight. This is a call that we leverage. We basically leverage this as our Monday motivation. This is a call that where I'll interview people, get to a little bit of their background. Sometimes it's going to come from some of the top leadership in the company. Sometimes it's going to come from people just having a great time and just really making this thing go. I have a special guest tonight, two of my closest friends when it comes to this business, and really helped me along when I joined ASEA, because although it was just at that time one product, it just seemed to be a little bit complex, but they really helped me see how simple it was. But I've known them for a while, even before ASEA. I've watched them from afar, but they've become really, really close friends to us, my wife and myself. There are Triple Diamonds in ASEA. They're also in the Millionaires Club. This is Cindy and Bo Buck, Triple Diamonds out of Colorado. So, Cindy and Bo, do we have you?
We're here. Can you hear us?
We got you. So, guys, I'd like, as we kick this thing off, there's going to be a lot of people listening in, just so they get an idea of who you guys are. Can you guys share a little bit of your background, and then we'll kind of get into it?
Yeah, Bo, do you want me to go first or you want to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay.
Go at it.
All right. Well, Terry, thanks so much for having us on the call. It's always an honor to be on this call, and it's wonderful to be in this company at this time because we're just getting started and the infrastructure is in place to do amazing things. So we've been working with this company for about, I think we're getting close to 6 years now, and, you know, I am a private ski instructor. I have a sales and marketing background. And worked in corporate America, and but realized that we were never going to have much quality of life, much freedom working for somebody else. And the trouble with working for ourselves, if we started small businesses, which we did that also, was that we had no life. The job owned us rather than us owning the business. And when we weren't at the business, it just seemed to fall apart. So we were looking for a better way to earn money and live a cool life while raising our family. And so we did do another network marketing company before we joined ASEA, and we had 12 years with that company. That's where we met you, Terry. And we worked very hard with that company, totally believed in that product and the industry of network marketing ourselves, and the products that that company was promoting. But, you know, if the company doesn't have a really strong course and a really strong ethos, then the company can get off track. And so we were looking for very specific things when we joined ASEA, and we actually flew all over the country and examined a lot of network marketing companies, and we were looking at them from many different angles. The product had to be good, but we also looked for timing. We looked for leadership. We looked for a duplicatable business model. We looked for a consumable product. We looked for ethics. We looked for principles. We really wanted to work with a company that we could trust. And so when we came across ASEA, we couldn't believe that this existed. I mean, there was no other company that was run like this. There was no other company that was positioned like this. There was a partnership with people that came from Fortune 50 corporate America that we'd never seen before. So when we looked at this and really did our due diligence on the whole package of this, we got really excited. So, Bo, do you want to tell them a little bit about your background and how you got into this?
Sure. Well, as most husband and wife teams, I followed my wife. But no, to be honest with you, the way I, in my business background, when Cindy and I met, I owned a pizza company, a pizzeria here in Aspen, Colorado. Before that, I was an entrepreneur as well and owned a solar and hot tub company. But once we got married and settled down, I started working in the seafood importing business, and I was in that business for about almost 15 years, both on the procurement side and sales side, and then for a while was also in construction project management for about 10 years. And as Cindy mentioned, I mean, as I looked at the network that I was able to establish in the seafood industry, basically procuring about $125 million a year in product and selling about $30 million myself, and then managing a sales team of that we did about $250 million. You can imagine it was a pretty large network that was established. And what I felt throughout that whole period, and what really kind of drove Cindy and I at the end of that period to look into building our own asset, doing something else, was that even though I had that network, it wasn't mine. You know, a company had paid me to build that network. It was their relationships that I had established, and that was frustrating to me because it didn't really leave us anywhere for the future. And that was back pretty much when corporate America had a great stronghold on people coming into the workforce back in the early 80s. And I think that as time has come on right now, we really see that it's a lot more open for the entrepreneurial spirit, and that certainly job security is an oxymoron, to say the least. But after I left the seafood industry, I jumped into construction for a little bit, and my last project in construction, I was managing the building of a replica 1860s Western town for a billionaire. It was a large project. We had about 250 people up there a day. In the 2.5 years that I was there, we built 65 buildings, all to museum grade with security systems, the infrastructure. Underneath the ground, it was in the middle of nowhere, an hour and a half from anywhere up in the mountains. So you can imagine it was starting from ground zero, to say the least. But in that instance, you could understand that basically we definitely were building someone else's asset and someone else's dream. And again, Cindy and I wanted to get back to where we were able to build our own asset and therefore our own dream. And I also enjoyed, during that time period, a 24-year career playing rugby internationally. So have been able to have a lot of fun and do a lot of different things, but found it was really time to bear down and build our own assets, so we weren't dependent on someone else for certainly our pension, which we wouldn't have gotten from the construction industry or the seafood industry. And then we basically, when we started looking at network marketing companies, ASEA just stood head and shoulders above the rest. When we looked at the quality of the people, some of the infrastructure that we looked at with the companies that we were looking at was really substandard. And then we looked at the positioning. Although we would be pioneering a company, we had a product that in itself was a category creator. Nothing to this size or magnitude had ever come to market via network marketing, and certainly not something that had patent-protected technology where we manufactured it ourselves. Therefore, we were in control of the intellectual property as well as in control of the integrity of the opportunity itself.
When you guys got started, look, this is back in, you're talking about 6 years ago, this is really before they had really any good tools, and we're, a lot of times we joke around saltwater from Salt Lake City, and we have fun with that, and because now we have the Renew 28, and especially people who are involved now. When y'all got started, how did y'all start? What did y'all do to get started? I mean, how are y'all making contact to people?
Well, we reached out to people that we knew. We reached out really to people that we knew were struggling financially. And we said, you know what, we just think we tripped over the next Microsoft in the garage. I mean, we're just pretty astounded with something that we've just kind of run into. And we've taken it up close and personal with this company. We've actually flown in and met the people that run the company, and these guys are for real. So you might want to take a look at this, because this thing is blowing our mind. And so, you know, we had them look at how the company got started, you know, the Genesis film. I don't even think we had a Genesis film, but we actually told the Genesis story. And that story was so compelling that people thought, really? And we didn't understand the science. We just thought, you know what, it makes so much sense to me that the last thing you want replicating inside the body are unhealthy cells. So if that's true, this should help people. And when it helped people that we knew, and it helped us, and it helped our dog, we were like, really, the, you know what, we get pretty excited. And because we had come from another network marketing company, we could compare compensation plans, and we started giggling and just thought, wow, this is so much easier. This is so much easier. We can teach people how to do this. So, you know, we started with nothing. It was very, very simple. And, you know, us humans tend to complicate things. ASEA is not complicated. You know, it's not complicated unless you make it complicated. So we went very quickly because people got in. They got enough information to know that, you know, they could trust us and they could trust the company. And they got to work and told their friends the same thing, and this thing just took off.
Awesome. So when y'all started sharing with people, I mean, how quick did it take y'all before y'all started seeing other people? I mean, did y'all wait to try the product, get a product experience, to test the product, or did y'all get the product and you kind of knew what you knew and you took off? And then how long did it take before you started seeing product experiences throughout your group?
You know what? I didn't know the product was doing anything for me until I took 16 ounces between 9 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I could finally feel what was going on. That was going on the whole time, but I'm a healthy person, and I don't have anything specifically to correct. I just didn't want unhealthy cells replicating in my body. But I really did want some kind of reassurance that something was actually happening, and I didn't get that reassurance until I drank a bunch. So I really encourage people to do that, so that they get reassurance, whether they're testing it from an athletic perspective, which is what I did with 16 ounces on a bike ride that I don't normally do, and 16 ounces in the morning, and I experienced an incredible detox reaction, which if I'm going to placebo something, I'm certainly not going to placebo detox. So we knew pretty quickly. Our dog was the most astounding testimonial that was in our house. But we reached out to people on trust, and we said, look, we've got $7 million worth of toxicity research. This stuff absolutely cannot hurt you. But from everything I understand, this could really help you. And we had some people with some pretty serious challenges, and when they got better, you know, it didn't matter what their problem was. Their body figured it out. So, you know, with the help of these molecules, you know, our friends got results, and we were off to the races. They felt obligated to call their friends.
And when y'all first kicked off, correct me if I'm wrong, but Cindy, did you hit this thing pretty much full on and Bo was working at the time? How
yep.
did this all take off?
Yep. I was on the phones. I mean, I knew exactly what I needed to do. I knew exactly what I needed to make. And I figured the sooner the better. So what I didn't know was who was going to do it and who wasn't going to do it. And so I just called everybody I knew, and, you know, it's the same story. The people you think aren't going to do it aren't going to do it, and the people you think aren't going to do it, do it. I mean, you just cannot micromanage this thing. So we just, you know, put the information out there, called everybody we knew, and let them make a decision that was right for them. And so we didn't need a crystal ball, and, you know, if we tried to figure it out, there's no way we could have anyway. So, but what I'll tell you what we did do is that once we got a leadership network, you know, we had leaders that were all over the country, and they were really, you know, committing to us that they wanted to go big in this company. And I said, all right, then let's start getting some people together. And so we started doing presentations in different parts of the country, and they got as many people as they could to come and listen to what this thing was all about. And so we did, you know, we did presentations all over the country, and then we had Justin Wilson in those days was the corporate guy that said, hey, if you can get people in a room, I'll go do a presentation. And we were so broke and so new that a lot of those presentations we couldn't even go to, but corporate was partnering with us, which is the way it's been from the very beginning. They just said, listen, if we can help you out, however we can help you out, just let us know. And so Then we called Alan Noble and we said, hey, we've got some people in Colorado who want to learn about this stuff. And he said, well, why don't I come and do presentations? So we listened to Justin Wilson do presentations, and then we listened to Alan Noble do presentations. And before we knew it, we were doing presentations. And then before we knew it, our people were doing presentations. And that's how it started.
Tim, you said something on the beginning of that. I want to come back to, you knew exactly what you needed to do by way of, you knew exactly how much money you needed to make to get Bo
yep.
out.
Yep.
How important is it for people to have, to really work on a plan, to know what they're going, because what, you know, what I think a lot in this, in network marketing, we find people come in with a wish, without a plan, with a wish, you know, and they just kind of run it on a hope and a prayer. How much of a difference did it make for you to really understand the details of what you needed to fulfill?
Well, you know what? All I knew was we had a website and we had a back office, and that back office would track our volume, and it would track how many people were coming into our business. And so I let the computer do the work, and I just, you know, tracked our progress on the computer. And, I kept a list of people that we were contacting and made sure that I did proper follow-up with the people that, you know, were doing what they said they were going to do, and tried as much as I could to not get off track with people that were a bunch of talk and no action. I really paid attention to the people that did what they said they were going to do, understanding that, you know, I was going to have to recruit a whole army to find a couple people that were really serious about doing this. And I could break down the numbers for you. I mean, we've sponsored over 120 people or something like that personally. And, we've helped those people sponsor people, and then help those people sponsor people, and really work down in those groups to find out who really wants to move forward with this. But there's something called the rule of thirds that we're teaching our team now, because we feel like there's a lot of people out there that think they're doing what it takes, and they're not, and they think they're failing. And it's just because they're not reaching out to enough people. I mean, when you whittle the numbers down, it really comes down. You have to go through a lot of people to find a few that are serious about doing this. So, we can go
always
over
like
those
to,
numbers if that would help you.
Yeah, I always like to tell people, especially when I first got started in this business, what I lack in skill, I can make up in numbers. And you guys at y'all's presentation I was about to say Salt Lake City, but in Vegas, yeah, y'all went to the numbers. Yeah, Cindy, that'd be great. If you wouldn't mind, because I think everybody would love to hear this.
Bo, do you want to go through that?
Sure, absolutely. Basically, what it was we just had, an associate in Australia who wants to get her husband out of work. She said, I need to get to $1,000 a week as soon as possible. How do I do that? And so what we did was we looked at the, we went on to SiaGlobal.net or SiaGlobal.com and looked up the commission summary, which basically shows the average of what people make at the different levels in the SIA. And we saw that at the gold level, the average payout was $5,500 a month. So, as long as you're qualifying every week, you're going to make in between $4,000 and $6,000 a month. So I said, okay, so let's look at the gold level and what it's going to take. And we knew that in order for the gold level, you had to be binary qualified. You had to have 200 PV. I'm not going to explain what all these things are right now, but we'll just go through the qualifications. You had to have 5,000 points on both your left and your right leg. And you had to have 4 director 300s qualifying in your business every week to get paid every week. So I said, although, getting director 300s and everything are going to get you to your volume of 5,000 points on each side, let's look at some of the most important areas and get down to the base factors of 4 director 300s qualifying every week. And so we started going with the end in mind, going backwards and looking at the numbers that people would have to contact in order to make that happen in their business. And we looked at what we call the rule of thirds. And looking through the rule of thirds, when you need 4 director 300s qualifying every week, you're going to have to really have 12 director 300s in your business, because 3 of them are going to qualify every week. I'm sorry, 4 of them will qualify every week. 4 of them will qualify sometimes, and four of them actually won't do anything. They'll probably fall off the face of the earth. And in order to get those 12 Director 300s in your business, you're going to have to actually sponsor 36 people into your business, because 12 is a third of 36, correct? So in order to get 36 people to join you in business, you're going to have to take three times that amount of people through the process of calling, sifting, sorting, inviting, sharing a tool, taking them through a three-way, collecting a decision with them. So that's 108 people that you have to actually take through the process. In order for you to take 108 people through the process, according to the rule of thirds, you're going to have to reach out to 324 people. Okay, now this, there are two things that need to be understood here, is that there are some accelerating factors, or there are a few things anyway, not necessarily two, but there are some accelerating factors and some slowing factors to those numbers, 324. You can actually probably do this with far less people if you're doing it by bringing in network marketing people. Okay, if you know network marketing people, they're going to bring people with them, so it just it lends to the fact that it would happen more quickly. The other one is just if you have great people equity. If you're a businessman or you're a business consultant or people just know you for your business your business acumen, then they're probably going to join you more quickly in the team. But there's one factor, and this is really important, there's one factor that we're actually in control of, and that factor is the speed in which you take these people through the process. And if you can bring people through the process in a quick fashion, you're going to create momentum in your business. And momentum creates excitement and synergy, and that excitement is attractive to people. And it also is kind of addicting. So people want to jump on board. You know, they want to move with a train that's moving type of thing. So the bottom line is you could do it with less people if you're doing this very fast, accelerate the process if you're bringing in people with network marketing experience, et cetera. But on the reverse side, if you take those 324 people through, you know, you contact those 324 people over a period of 2 years, it's going to be a very sluggish process, and it's, you know, you probably won't even bring in the 36 people. So you've got to consider the speed in which you do it, because it definitely creates momentum. Does that make sense, Terry?
I think that's the key thing for people to understand. When you did this presentation, I loved seeing the numbers because I think it gets people to understand at least more of the work. For some people say, wow, that's a lot of people. But I want to make sure everybody caught it. We're talking about an average income of $5,500 a month residual. And that's not, you know, easy to come by. But you know, if you do this, and I think another thing you hit also, Bo, is doing it fast, going through these people, because the speed and the energy is, and what you put into it, starts to develop a synergy throughout the organization, and people tend to run pretty hard and fast.
Yeah, and Terry, there's another thing here that I think that people need to realize when you start mentioning about how it seems like a lot of people, and it is a lot of people. But the bottom line is, anything you do, you're gonna have to work at, no matter what. But the bottom line is, if you know that you've got to reach out to at least that many people, when five or six people say no, this should liberate you. This should free you. This is like, great, let's go for no. Start pre-qualifying people. Ask them the hard questions. Share with them what's going on. Share with them what's real. But if you're sitting there thinking, okay, I'm going to make a list of 100, and geez, once I prejudge all these people, I'll probably talk to 30, and 10 tell you that no, you're going to say, okay, well, network marketing doesn't work. Well, it's not network marketing that doesn't work. You just haven't gone through the numbers. And we need to realize this, and again, realize that this, we hope that this is very liberating to you, as opposed to being very daunting.
I'll tell you, it would have been liberating for me to hear this when I first got going in this business, because I wouldn't have felt so terrible, because I was next to bad. I mean, when they had bad defined in the dictionary, it had my picture when it came to network marketing. I was terrible. Nothing happened fast for me when I first got going in this industry. You know, I see it at the conference. They just put out a new promotion, and we won't go through everything, but the fast forward. Y'all, how are y'all going to leverage this? I mean, with what y'all just basically said, but how are y'all going to leverage this?
Want to go ahead, Sim?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to get started. You're going to do that if you're launching your business. That's what you're going to do anyway. So they're putting incentives out there so that it's duplicatable, not only for you, but for the other people, and you know that you're bringing in. So that you know it's a very, very simple thing where you're talking to people, you're bringing through people through the process with an objective, and there's a deadline. So your objective is to sponsor enough people as associates or preferred customers to sponsor a minimum of 4 people with 12 cases. So you might have to sponsor 12 people with 12 cases. No big deal. You know, you just want a fast forward promotion. You're going to get some of those tubes of product, and if you start teaching your team to do the same thing every 14 days, you got fast forward programs popping in your business. Now, if you layer the other promotion that they layered on top of that, which is the mentoring bonus, the fast forward promotion can only be done every 14 days, but the mentoring bonus can be won, you know, many in the same time frame. So if you're teaching your team to do the same thing, where they're helping people go director in 14 days and helping them move to director 330 and helping them move to director 760 days, you can earn an extra $300 in bonuses just by not sponsoring people and letting go of them, but sponsoring people and helping them move forward. So you can be winning several $300 potential bonuses within the time frame of doing your own fast forward promotion. So there are tremendous promotions in place right now to really help propel your business forward.
I didn't get a chance. I hope I don't catch y'all off guard on this one, but I've kind of scanned through it. But David Silverman, Dr. Silverman, did a recording, and I believe it was the 6 questions. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. 7 reasons or 6 reasons?
6 reasons, yep.
6 reasons. Have y'all leveraged that? And what do y'all think? Do y'all think it's going to be a great tool?
I think it's going to be a great tool. You know, it breaks it down to, you know, one of the, you're either going to be attracted to a CEO for one of these 6 reasons, and it helps people to identify whether you're getting in because you got a health problem yourself, you love somebody with a health problem, you're interested in the athletic benefits, you're interested in the business. What are the other 2, Bo? Do you remember?
I didn't hear which one you said.
Anyway, so when you follow up with I can't remember off the top of my head what the 6 reasons are, but when you follow up with somebody, they're going to say, you know what, I am interested in this for the athletic benefits. So with this one technology, they can walk through 6 stores. Oh, I know. Looking Better is one of them for the Renew 28, and yeah. I got to figure out what the 6th one is. But
where do they find this video?
The video is actually going to be generated through Genie.
Yeah.
There is a group of people, Bo's on the committee, that is really fine-tuning the Genie program in the back office to really have it be more helpful than it is now, so that people can really launch their businesses easily in a very duplicatable way. So, you know, that video is part of the Getting Started program, just like the Fast Forward is.
Do we have access to that now? And I'm apologizing.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to find right now. You can go on to Vimeo and just in the search bar put the 6 reasons. Spell out the word 6. And you should be able to get it.
If you don't mind, Bo, just email it to me, and I'll pop it out.
A link, but I can't find it right now. I apologize.
If you do, send it to me if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
So
I think the important thing to mention about that is that these 6 reasons is everything about the prospects you're talking to. Okay, so And the best thing to do to open them up is share with them why you joined. Hey, here are the six reasons. You know, either you have a health challenge, someone you know or love has a health challenge, like, you know, I'm going to try and remember these as well. You have wrinkles you want to get rid of, you want to take care of, just better prevention. Of course, we don't want to use prevention, but athletic performance, and then an opportunity. And then whatever one of those reasons that you got interested in ASEA, make sure you tell them, hey, we got interested in ASEA because of the opportunity, because we were looking for a plan B. And then, so which one of these six reasons were you interested in? And the bottom line is, the whole time you're talking about them. You're in their wheelhouse. We're not talking about science. You're not trying to prove to your mother, sister, or brother that all of a sudden you've become a molecular biologist. And it really is, like, the thing I like about it is it's all about them. And I think that's very powerful.
If any of you guys are Facebook people, you can go onto David Silverman's Facebook page and just scroll down, and you can find the Six Reasons video right there.
Right. So you guys have been with ASEA now 6 years. Y'all seen it grow. We've got a lot of things that's come out through studies. Got a new product, Renew 28. We've opened 26 countries now. And y'all have been a part of the majority of this, pioneering, helping get this stuff out. Where do y'all see this going? I mean, when you evaluated companies before Cindy and Bo, I mean, did y'all ever think it'd be this? And ultimately, where do y'all see ASEA going?
You start, Sid.
Well, let me just tell you that many of the companies that we evaluated 6 years ago are no longer in business. I'll tell you that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. And we could almost see it coming. Of course, you get all wound up in the excitement and the possibility. But if you don't have eyes for the whole big picture, it's not as important to go to the top correctly than it is to go to the top fast. So this company strategically put its infrastructure in place, and its biggest concern, quite frankly, Terry, in the past 6 years was that this company would get going too fast. And a lot of companies can't handle the growth if they don't have the infrastructure in place before the company takes off. So this company was actually putting the brakes on for many years, getting the warehouses in place, getting the websites in place, you know, making sure that the third-party science was being, you know, released, and that there was a strong ethical culture, so that people felt more devoted to the cause of ASEA than they did to the quick money. And so, every decision that ASEA has made from the very beginning, including some of the triple diamonds, giving up profit sharing to put more money in the front of the plan. I mean, that just doesn't happen unless you're devoted to a cause, devoted to a company long term. So now that this company infrastructure is in place, now, you know, we are poised for massive growth. So we will do 50,000 brand new associates this year. We will tip in 2016 over that $100 million global mark. We have the manufacturing plant in place to do $500 million a year in the liquid and $300 million a year in the gel. So we have the capacity to fulfill the orders that are coming this way. And now we just need it's like having global franchises. Right now we have, I don't know what the exact number of associates that are actually building a business in these 26 countries, but each one of those people that are really building a business is like another franchise. And so those lights have been turned on in many different locations around the world, 26 countries around the world, but we've barely even scratched the surface. But I'll tell you what, when people have done network marketing before, and they've looked at the mistakes that network marketing companies make as they're moving forward, when they find ASEA and see that ASEA is a category creator with a technology that's validated by third-party science, I mean, all you have to do is go to Redox Research, and there are hundreds, you know, there are thousands and thousands of studies there. And all of this are written third party by some of the most powerful science labs in the world. Then you go to our bottle or our tube, and there's a Redox certification from BioAgilytics, which is a very prestigious lab out of North Carolina. So, you know, you want to do the science, you can do science till you're blue in the face. I mean, it's all out there validated by third-party science. So we only have one technology, two products. We've got the global infrastructure in place to supply the demand that is coming, and we manufacture our own product in the United States of America and then ship it to this warehouse infrastructure around the world. So we are poised right now to absolutely explode. So we have the tools, the videos that can be sent out to people on their phones, on their laptops, on the telephone, in brochure form, however that person that is doing their due diligence likes to learn. So there's a whole team of people that are working together. It doesn't matter whose team you're on. Everybody's working together towards the same goal. So if you go to an event in Dallas, Texas, it's going to be the same training that you're going to get in Spokane, Washington, the same training that you're going to get in Denver, Colorado, or Norway, or Sweden, or, you know, everybody's on the same page, working from the same tools and the same philosophy. So we are absolutely poised right now to explode in a good way. Everything's in place.
Awesome. Bo, you want to share anything?
Well, Terry, one thing I wanted to do was help everybody out with that video. It is, if you just Google the six reasons and spell out the word six or the number six, the six reasons, comma, David Silverman, and the video will be right there. And you can go to it and then copy the URL and share the link with people. But using this link is really going to be key to kicking off how we're getting started. And how we're getting started is with the new Fast Start or the Fast Forward promotion, which gives everybody a roadmap to run on, and it gives you a timeline, which is very important. And when you put time or time constraints on something, some rules or directives, you're going to get far better results than if you just leave things open for people to procrastinate their way through life with. So I think Sydney mentioned it, but I'm not positive. I think one of the most exciting things about this company as it's in its 6th year is that we are post-risk and pre-momentum. And in the other company that both you, Terry, and Cindy and I were in, we got in after the company had been around for 35 years, and we thought that was a really good thing. And actually, that's how it was sold to us, because of the risk with network marketing companies going out of business in their first 5 years. But the bottom line was that company had already been through momentum, and no matter how hard we worked, the business kept going downhill on the other side. So we're in the right place at the right time, which is kind of cliche, but if you do your due diligence, you'll see that we're definitely poised to, as Cindy says, explode or take off.
Awesome, guys. I appreciate y'all being a part of the call. If y'all don't mind holding on, I'm going to shut off the recording and we'll open up questions if y'all are okay for that. But I want to thank y'all for being a part of the call tonight. Y'all are just great beacons of hope for everybody out there. Y'all's teachings are just phenomenal. And I'm just proud to be a part of the company with you guys. And, guys, get this out to your people as fast as you possibly can. It will be recorded live for the next 7 days where y'all can just get that out to as many people as you possibly can. And then they'll be on our on the website at teamlivet.com for thereafter where you can get it. So hold on one quick second, and I'll shut off the recording. Hold on a sec. Everybody have a great day of the week. Hold on a sec.